This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody
Michael Hayden, former CIA director, said he had never seen anything like it. He said it was off the map. He knows of no other experience like this in our history. Nina, your thoughts?
Even the former CIA director said the same thing. Listen, let the investigations take place. I'm not sure if Jared Kushner is naive or arrogant or a little bit of both. But what I will say about this Russia thing is that we have an independent prosecutor. We have intelligence and judiciary committees within both the Senate and the House doing investigations. This preoccupation with Russia, this mess that the Trump administration has created, is really harming the American people to such an extent that we can't really focus in on the domestic needs of the people from Flint, Michigan, to places like my hometown where there's an opiate epidemic in the entire state. In the state of Ohio. So this is problematic. Let the investigations go forward. Let the chips fall where they may. Yeah. I'm hoping that people will be able to both let the folks who are dealing with Russia deal with Russia and also be able to handle some of the domestic concerns that we have. But this is something the American people do deserve answers.
Yeah. How about that, Jeffrey, that this all of this Russia cloud is getting in the way of the president's agenda?
Well, I partially agree with her in the sense that I think that this is ridiculous stuff and we shouldn't be wasting a second on it, because Nina is correct. There are plenty of other problems, whether it's Flint, Michigan, or health care, or tax reform, or opioid addictions. I mean, you name it. There are a whole host of things that I'm sure the president really would prefer to focus attention on. This is being done by political adversaries who, frankly, don't even know their own history, which I find somewhat appalling.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, Jeffrey, just one second. It's not just political. It's the FBI. I mean, it's not just political adversaries that have brought up the Russia cloud. It's the FBI. There are our intelligence agencies are looking into this. If there was collusion, we know that Russia interfered in the election. That is not a big deal?
Well, they've interfered in a lot of elections.
So, again,
no big deal. Interfered in the... where were the investigations of the FBI in years past?
Jeffrey, it's modern day now. Do you think this is worth investigating?
Allie, this just goes to having a single standard for President Trump and President Kennedy and President Franklin Roosevelt, et cetera. Same standard. That's all we're asking, and I think that's pretty fair.
Nina, last word.
But I mean, the American people are being left behind in this, and we really do need to focus. So let the investigations go on. Let the chips fall where they may. People in power need to stop playing Russian roulette with these issues. For the Republicans, they need to act swiftly. For Democrats, this is not necessarily the ticket to win the midterms. The American people need folks who are going to govern. And Allison, I will say this, that really this weight and this cloud should concern the president. The United States of America. He should be concerned about what his legacy for this country is going to be. Is it going to be just about Russia, or is it really going to be standing up for the American people? The trust is his. Instead of a war room, they need a confessional.
So is Allison Camerota's bias showing just a little bit? And I appreciate, Nina Turner's half right. No question. We've been saying this as well. We need to concentrate on the major issues. This other stuff is a blue herring, red herring, whatever color of the rainbow you want to call the herring. It is exactly that. And Jeffrey Lord, of course, he's right on as well, is that it's a mixed standard. But look, Republicans, conservatives need to understand it'll always be a mixed standard. That's the way it is. It'll always will be. Because you've got the media, which really what Nina doesn't quite understand is this wasn't created by Trump. This was created by the media. This was created by the media, the deep state, if you want to bring them into the whole formula. President Obama, as he was leaving Dodge. This thing was all set up by people, not with the Trump administration, but part of the bureaucracy that are shaking because they don't want somebody from the outside telling them what to do. They've got a nice, cushy job. Everything works out really well. They get to have their fingers all over the people's treasury, and they're living well. No problem for them. It's just the rest of us minions here, the forgotten men and women. We're the ones that get left in the dust, Nina, and you're half right on that. But it wasn't Trump that created this. It was the very own media that you happen to be associated with right now, CNN, was part of it.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Leakers' new strike against President Trump is in the Washington Post is showcasing a fresh strategy from the mainstream media. They failed to reveal any actual hard evidence of collusion, so now it's all about obstruction of justice.
What the president did in firing James Comey and then saying he did it to relieve pressure on himself because of the FBI investigation is the classic case of obstruction of justice, a federal crime.
What's more needed to prove obstruction of justice than the president fires the guy coming after him after asking to drop the case?
There's clearly some indications of obstruction of justice.
If you just parse the words that Donald Trump says, it does seem very close to a confession of obstruction of justice.
But is their obsession with obstruction just another grasp in the dark that will come up empty-handed? Mr. King, I was going to go to you anyway. What do you think?
This is another indication of phrases that the liberal media wants to grab, the Democrats want to grab. Listen to this. The mere fact that he fired James Comey. No, that's not conclusive. What's more needed, according to Chris Matthews? How about evidence? How about clearly some indication? Clearly what? Based upon what? And this is the craziest one. If you just parse the words, are we supposed to parse words or develop policy and take actions based upon actual evidence? None of this adds up to anything except more malarkey, more distraction, more delays in getting this president's agenda across. I'm not mad at you all. I'm just passionate.
Yep, there it is. Herman Cain, the man of reason that he is. Yeah, he said exactly right. Where's the evidence? I mean, that's what we've been saying. You know, Ms. Clara, where's the beef? We got no beef, got no evidence here. You know, we have some suggestion, you know, from even the FBI, as Nina Turner was saying earlier, that actually wasn't Nina, was it Caramano who was saying that, or was it, well, it was Nina. But the FBI has said that, you know, did the Russians, you know, in answer to the question, did the Russians involve themselves in the election? I guess that's there. They say it's been there, but no collusion has been found. James Clapper said the same thing. It's been pretty much the same deal over and over again. And I think it's quite interesting, Scott. They kind of put it out there just enough so that they can still go to the cocktail parties. Because if they make a conclusive statement, like James Comey did previously, then, you know, he's on the outside. He doesn't get, you know, they'll let him see the cocktails, but he doesn't get a glass there, you know, at the party. They kind of shun him for a while. But now that, you know, he's booted out, well, then he's welcome back, and, you know, he's welcome back into the reindeer games and all that good stuff, because he serves their narrative. And that's what this is all about. That's the shame of this all. Is that it's all about the agenda that you fill and the narrative that you go along with. If you go with their narrative, hey, you're a good guy. If you buck the narrative in any form or fashion, you're on the outside looking in. That's it, end of story. So you know, this, you know, Herman Cain is right. It's just, you know, where is that? We've been chewing on this for about a year now. And we're wasting a lot of money. Now we got Bob Mueller in there investigating, not even the crime that happened. Let's forget the crime. Let's go after this windmill here. I mean, I think you got to come into the, what do you think about this? If he just comes into D.C. riding on a horse with Sancho Pancho in the, you know, behind him, just kind of, you know, looking like some medieval knight, huh? I think that's what Mueller should do, because it just seems a lot like that kind of picture. Because meanwhile, we're going to pay him a lot for this costume, though. That's the deal.
I just wonder if, let's say he finds what everybody else is finding, that there's no evidence of collusion, no, you know, nothing like that. What's the narrative going to be then? What's the repercussions for that? Because for, 120 days, 30 days now? We've heard that, oh, well, he's obviously, you know, this is obviously corruption, and obviously he's colluded with these people. What's the repercussions for the people that have been pushing that narrative?
Well, they get to talk another day. See, this is the problem. This is the issue, like, you know, like you and I have been talking about before, like Al Gore. Al Gore said the world would be destroyed by now. Now, if there was anybody else that made that statement, they would be marginalized, and they'd be called a kook, a quack, and never to be heard from again.
Nostradamus is a joke.
Yeah.
What do you call your friend who makes a prediction and it doesn't come true? Right. Way to go, Nostradamus, you know?
Well, you're right. I mean, it taints you, but look at Al Gore. Al Gore is still raising money, and they give him place. I mean, the media still comes alongside and go, wait a minute. Anybody else made half of the predictions that you said were going to happen and didn't happen, nobody would want to hear from them ever again. They would have no place. But no, not this mainstream media. You know, we'll keep giving them place. So same thing with all these other people claiming all these insane things. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Giggle, giggle. Are you kidding me? I mean, and she still represents California. I mean, what's wrong with California? I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, this is the kind of person you want representing you that is so out of control, not to mention the fact that her and her husband, what they did to take advantage with insider trader information, inside information there in Congress, in buying up an office building in San Francisco so that, you know, when that bullet train comes through, why, that's why she's all behind that bullet train. Her and her husband got a lot of money on the line there. Boy, when that comes, man, you're going to hear ka-ching. Going to be a very, very good day for the Pelosi's. But for the people, now we get tattooed once again, Californians even more so. I mean, they're bankrupt. You got a governor, you know, talking about all these new businesses he's created and going, you're not even a net zero yet for all the businesses that you chased out and the jobs you chased out.
Well, and that's another thing. When do we start holding people accountable for stuff like that? Because they're taking money. This is the stuff that they've accused, yeah, that they accused Trump of doing. Oh, he's going to funnel money to his stuff. Yeah. You know, the Mar-a-Lago thing. Well, he's just paying himself by going down there.
Well, because everybody hates Trump.
How is that any different than what Pelosi did with that bullet train?
Well, exactly. It's ridiculous. Plus, on top of that, I mean, hey, let's talk about crimes. Why don't we put some money toward Hillary Clinton? You know, oh, yeah, that investigation, whatever happened there. I mean, here she sells off while she's Secretary of State, 20% of the country's uranium. Oh, my goodness, to Russia? No way, can't be Russia. I mean, you know, because Donald Trump's in bed with the Russians, there's no way that you got Hillary and Donald Trump and Putin all together, all chummy in bed.
Well, you remember...
That hurts my eyes. What a sight. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the mental image. But you remember 2012. Who was Secretary of State in 2012?
In 2012, it'd be Hillary.
That'd be Hillary.
Yeah.
So where was... remember when China kicked out all of our spies?
Right.
Well, why don't we know how that happened? Why don't we have any idea of what happened there?
Because, you see, the mainstream media is, you know, they've got selected reasoning. And the selective reasoning is, it goes through the filter as, does this promote our agenda? If it does, boy, you're going to hear from us. If it doesn't, you get crickets. So, you know, it's conditionalized crickets. They're very well trained, and they've got this down. And like Nina Turner says, meanwhile, the half part that she got right, and I agree with her 100%, is we're missing the bigger picture. We got people out there that are suffering. And meanwhile, we got these knuckleheads, these bureaucrats that are so worried about their personal agenda and not the people's agenda that here we are. We're delaying everything. You talk about obstruction. It's them. It certainly is not Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's where all the information is, the important stuff anyway, how you can connect with us with over 280 markets across this country, around the world via shortwave. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Today is Loomis Day. You may wonder, what the heck's Loomis Day? Well, Loomis Day, even Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, all these guys need to really consider Loomis. Do you remember Loomis? Was he your uncle or something, Scott? You know? Anything?
No, he was not.
No relation?
He was
no relation?
Not my, yeah, no, not
yeah,
my uncle.
Well, maybe he could be. If he was, maybe there's some money there, you know, in the estate somewhere. Because this guy was a dentist, right? And we're all kind of encouraged to celebrate Malin Loomis for thinking outside of the box. We love people who get outside of the box sometimes. Because that's where some of the most brilliant ideas come from. He came up with the idea of wireless communication, a telegraph that would harness the electrical currents in the Earth's upper atmosphere to transfer telegraph messages without the need for wires. And it all came about, I think, while he was working on somebody's bicuspid. He started getting these currents, you know. He could hear, Johnny B. Goode or something.
Well, I don't think in 1872 there was Johnny B. Goode playing.
Well, it was out there in the atmosphere.
It's an all-time classic for all times.
For all time, exactly. And it was there, you know. So he picks up Johnny B. Goode off somebody's bicuspid and he says, hey, this might have application. And so he's thinking of wireless technology. So this is what Loomis Day is all about. I'll let you look into it. Mr. Loomis himself, maybe a distant uncle of yours or mine or something. Maybe we should get some patent, you know, reciprocity or something on this, or maybe there's something there for us.
I don't know what the statute of limitations are on something like that, because I know patents have limits, right?
Well, supposedly, but if they're out there in cybersphere, don't they last forever, just like you said?
Well, they'll be there forever. It doesn't mean that they're actually accounted for, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
No, of course.
I'll get my patent lawyer on it.
I knew you would. See, I knew you would come up with the right answer if I just kept on dogging you. But actually, he received his patent back in 1872. He says, I personally find value in people thinking up all sorts of outlandish possibilities. Artists, science fiction writers are two groups of people. This was the gentleman who wrote this article, who often makes these sort of contributions to society. But I admire even more the scientists who work hard to discover principles of the universe and engineers who work hard to create devices that work. Loomis didn't succeed at either of these, but he did indeed think outside of the box. So we have him to blame. And, of course, the NSA is grateful for his thinking outside of the box. Because like anything that comes up, you know, that could be good, somehow our government finds a way. It's all in that unintended consequences file, right, that goes along with it. I don't know if this reminds you of a song, but my bucket's got a hole in it day. You know, that astounds me.
Yeah. Dear Liza.
yeah, exactly. Oh, don't let the rain come down. My bucket's got a hole in it day.
Which tomorrow is buy a new bucket day.
Yeah, probably. Exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, surely we jest here just to lighten up the mood because, you know, we got to get back to the music or the news at hand, I should say. See, my old disc jockey days, we got to get back to the music. The news at hand, the important stuff, the reason that, that you're listening here, and that is North Korea is on the ramp. What are they doing? I mean, they launched their ninth missile. You know, what's UN trying to do here? And, what happened to China? I thought China was supposed to keep them in check. Scott, are we being worked here? What's happening?
I think you're starting to find out that how hard it really is to put sanctions against countries.
Especially when you don't speak the same language and you're off by yourself there. And, you know, whatever. I guess maybe the art of the deal, even though it's written in multiple languages, maybe we need to write it in North Korean. And, you know, I think it's already in Chinese, but... you know, something needs to happen here. Of course, you write it North Korean, nobody's going to buy because they don't have any money. So they're just going to have to be gift books that he'll have to turn out to them. But nonetheless, CBS had this to report in saying that North Korea's capabilities continue to grow despite all the sanctions we're putting on them, right?
The president had barely returned from Europe when word came that North Korea had conducted another missile test. This one is believed to be an older Scud missile that flew for about 280 miles before coming down off the coast of Japan. Ben Tracy is following this.
North Korea has launched 9 missiles this year, 3 in the past 3 weeks. Despite international sanctions, its capabilities continue to grow. Last week, the country said it perfected a medium-range solid-fuel missile that it would start mass-producing. It is not capable of hitting the United States. But the U.S. military is preparing for a missile that eventually can.
On Tuesday, it will attempt to shoot down an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time. It's the first test of a West Coast missile defense system since 2014. North Korea's latest missile test came just a day after its leader, Kim Jong-un, oversaw a test of a new anti-aircraft system, which would be used to defend North Korea in case of airstrikes by the United States. The Trump administration has now sent two aircraft carriers to the Korean Peninsula.
But I would
Secretary of Defense General James Mattis told CBS's Face the Nation, North Korea's actions are a direct threat to America.
But the bottom line is, it would be a catastrophic war if this turns into combat, if we're not able to resolve this situation through diplomatic means.
Now, President Trump weighed in on Twitter saying that North Korea's latest missile test shows great disrespect for its neighbor, China. The president wants China to keep pressuring North Korea to give up its weapons program. But, Jeff, what China wants is for the U.S. and North Korea to stop the saber rattling and start talking.
I think it was the same interview that they asked General Mattis, you know, what keeps you up at night? He says, nothing. He says, I keep them up at night. We love this guy, don't we?
The boogeyman dreams of me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, hey, you know, let it, you know, I sleep well, you know, it's, I don't have anything to worry about, you know, so, you know, it's the other guy. So what do you do?
Well, I know that the friends I have in the military love him. They think he's great. So, and that's in multiple branches, you know, Army and Marines, both. I got friends, a good amount of friends in both, and they all love him.
Well, because what happens, Scott, in the military, when it's life and death, we appreciate leadership. You know, kind of what, you know, what Mike Pence was talking about. You had downloaded that link, and we're going to link on our website. And my encouragement to everyone, I was speaking with a Ranger friend, a couple of Ranger friends of mine over the weekend as well. And I said, you know, every kid, whether they're in the military or not, every kid really needs to listen to what Mike Pence had to share with the Naval Academy. I mean, you didn't graduate, but guess what? You get to grab some of the golden nuggets and the things that he had to share about life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you know, what it's all about. This is an idea. This is a vision. Not exactly. I mean, you know, Democrats and some of these other, you know, just irascible individuals. I feel sorry for them. You know, I mean, they just want to sit there and complain so much. I mean, do you imagine what life with them is all about? You know, I mean, living with people that are just so negative, constantly bitter over what happened months ago, instead of getting on with life, they're going to just sit there and be cranky about everything, you know? Would you mind passing me the ketchup? Why do you want the ketchup? I mean, oh, wow. You know, calm down. Let's get you medicated or something. I mean, this is, and beyond that, you know, it's a waste of time and waste of energy. But I'm saying to you, really, get your hands. Like I said, we're going to have it linked on our website here later on today. To me, it's that significant. It is such a blessing what the vice president had to share. And, you know, as far as those kids at Notre Dame, of all places, I mean, it's kind of like somebody else said, great, let them walk away. You know, let them, you know, be all down and depressed because all they're going to do is make room for my kids who I've taught to be more positive and to go out there and make a difference in the world and let them eliminate themselves. Because, you know, in the job market, when there's competition and there's opportunity, many times, Scott, people just eliminate themselves just because their own orneriness and, you know, lack of maturity and that sort of thing. And here's these kids after all this money that they invested at Notre Dame for their graduation certificate. I mean, this is how they leave college. You know, they turn their back on the vice president. Well, you know, we just don't like what he represents. Oh, great. Okay, good. Boy, what are you going to do when you go on the job and you got to work with somebody and you don't like what they represent? You know, how long is that going to last? Oh, gosh, happy career for you. I wish you the best. But like I said, that'll be posted. It will be a tremendous blessing to you and your kids, whether or not they're military-oriented or not. Great message in there. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day. Thank you very much. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek joins us right now. Liz is a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst, after managing her firm's entrance into international research and foray into the market for U.S. equities in Japan. She became Wertheim & Company's first female partner. Liz, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk about this crazy kind of, we were just talking about it right now. I'll bring the audience into this conversation here about how, you know, we're just so distracted by what the mainstream media has ginned up here, over this whole situation with Trump. Did he or didn't he? They're doing everything they can to step over the real crime, which is Mike Flynn, and trying to gin up, you know, this Russian collusion and conspiracy. And meanwhile, I think that with all that the media has done to gin this up, there are some Democrats that are getting kind of arm weary here from punching in the air and realizing, like Ms. Clara would say, you know, where's the beef after all this time? There's no evidence. There's no beef in this situation here.
Well, I would love to think that Democrats are going to realize that this is bad for the country. It's, you know, preventing us from focusing, particularly in Congress, on many, many things that need to be fixed. Frankly, it steps in the way of the parts of the Trump agenda that even Democrats applaud, such as trying to create a robust infrastructure program. I have seen no evidence, and I'm glad that you have, that any Democrat is willing to part with the party line on this And I think it'll only take, frankly, electoral results that kind of convince them that this isn't working for them. I mean, you know, as we approach, it's all about the 2018 election now. So far, Democrats have lost seats that have come up, but those have been reliably red seats. As you're aware, and I'm sure your listeners are aware, there's a big contest going on in Georgia. And it's quite possible that the Democrat Ossoff is going to beat Karen Handel, who is the Republican candidate there. It's brought in tens of millions of dollars. It's arguably going to be the most expensive congressional race ever in the history of the country. And the reason is because it will be used as a token or totem, really,
right,
of what might happen in 2018. So that's a long-winded way of saying Democrats are going to operate in their own self-interest. If they think that utter, total opposition to Donald Trump is working for them, they'll stay with it. I think, to me, Democrats behave as they are expected to behave, in their self-interest.
Mm-hmm.
The media has gone completely nuts. And when you, and I really say that with respect. I mean, I actually have great respect historically for the New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS, CNN, et cetera. These are great news organizations. I've never particularly hewed to their political cast, but now they are embarrassing themselves. The stuff that was reported and written over the weekend about Jared Kushner is just completely preposterous, particularly when you realize, Bill, the entire story is that he tried to open back-channel communications with Russia. Guess what? Obama did that before he was even elected,
yes,
which, by the way, is not necessarily legal, with Iran. Which mm-hmm. country do you think most Americans view as more imminently hostile, Iran or Russia?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's not close.
You know, it's a completely absurd charge. Kissinger went to China secretly. This is the way government works. And so there's no there. You're completely right. I went back and reread this morning the intelligence agency's written commentary on Russian hacking of our election. Basically, you have to keep in mind that what happened is that Russia, Putin, really dislikes Hillary Clinton. And so, yes, he perhaps, most likely, orchestrated the hacking of the DNC emails and John Podesta's emails and turned them over to WikiLeaks for publication. But Americans need to remember, nothing was fabricated there. Those were actual communications which, yes, served to reinforce the view that Hillary Clinton was dishonest. So frankly, just as a personal aside, when she goes to Wellesley College, my alma mater, and talks about how important truth is and the sanctity of truth, I have to just laugh out loud.
Yeah, it's a bit galling. Yeah.
Oh, it's just beyond. So I agree with you. I think that this whole kerfuffle, and it's more than that, the attack on the legitimacy, the sustained attack on the legitimacy of the Trump presidency has gone beyond any normal bounds, and I think is bordering on treasonous.
And look at the cost that we're talking about here, Liz. I mean, we bring in now, and this is not even counting what Mueller's, you know, receipt's going to look like, his invoice. I mean, this thing, I mean, you keep hearing the cash register ringing in the distance here as he just, you know, brings on more attorneys and he starts mounting up costs here. And to what expense? I mean, there is no crime that he's investigating. And I believe that McCabe made the choice not really to get to the truth. He just wanted to shut these Democrats up. He wanted to shut the mainstream media up. And this is the cost to shut them up is you got to bring in Mueller and let him do his job here and let the, I mean, oh yeah, by the way, we still have three other investigations going on. So what is wrong? Why are we going through all this exercise in Congress? Then we should say, all right, tell the Senate, tell Congress, tell the other committee, forget it. Just you fold up tent. Everything's now going to go to Mueller and you guys get about the people's business.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, as we all know, this is a grand opportunity for showboating on the part of Adam Schiff and others who, you know, otherwise you'd never have heard of, frankly. And so they're not going to let this go. They've got the tiger by the tail. I do think that the American public, as we all know, has a pretty short attention span. By the time that the Benghazi committee wrapped up its investigations, people were weary of those investigations, and that was something where people died, where people arguably unnecessarily were killed by terrorists because of lax oversight by Hillary Clinton and others in the State Department. In this case, as you point out, there is no crime. There's not even any alleged wrongdoing. I mean, if it turns out that Paul Manafort or some other operative communicated with Russia to further the possibility of them tampering with our election, that's something we need to know. And I would find that hugely offensive and possibly worth all this effort. I don't think we're going to find that out. You know, and here's why. This stuff's been under investigation for over a year. They've been apparently wiretapping and invading the emails of private citizens. If they've not found anything yet, I don't think they're going to.
Well, the other question is, how far are they going to go? I mean, my suggestion, Liz, of course, they're not about to do this. This will really run the bill up, is that, you know, then take it to its fullest. Let's take a look at voter fraud. Let's take a look at what the Democratic operatives did that were caught on tape when they said they were busing people. They said they were busing people for 50 years. They've kind of gone off into the shadows here so far, not to be heard again, probably until the next election cycle. They may raise their heads. But, you know, if we're really serious about this, let's really look at voter fraud, which the Democrats insist that it doesn't exist. And I keep going, well, if it doesn't exist, why are people, you know, getting arrested and indicted and convicted of voter fraud if it doesn't exist? And this is President Obama saying this. This is Eric Holder saying there's no voter fraud in America.
I totally agree. I mean, it's, you know, look, all we can do is continue to put out what we think is true and to counter all these stories and just hope that the commonsensical American who voted for Donald Trump for good reason is listening.
Exactly. And they got to push back. They have to push back.
That's
right.
The
government up for and by we the people. And if we the people are going to sit by the sidelines and just stay silent, then shame on us, and we will continue to watch The Circus, brought to you by the mainstream media. More from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com, and the Physical Times continues. Liz, the president, at least from my perspective, came off what I believe to be a very successful international trip. Even though it didn't go roses and rainbows, and he didn't do necessarily a sword dance with the EU leaders, all in all, I thought it was a successful trip.
I think there's no doubt it was, and you can see it in the polling. Gallup's out with a new poll showing a bump up of 5 percentage points in the number of voters who approve of Donald Trump. Clearly, they saw him as presidential. They saw him confirming our friendship to our friends and our ongoing caution towards our enemies in the Middle East, which, by the way, Obama, you know, conspired to realign during his 8 years, much to the disgruntlement of Israel and other allies in the region. So, yes, I think it was a successful trip. And by the way, you know, it was pretty fascinating to watch the U.S. media respond to Angela Merkel's veiled, not so veiled criticism of Trump for basically indicating that the EU and NATO would have to sort of watch their own backs and could no longer rely exclusively on the United States. Most Americans are like, wait a minute, why should they? Why shouldn't they pay 2% of their GDP towards defense? If that's the common agreement, why should the United States always be stepping up? And a country like Germany, the wealthiest country in Europe, only puts out 1.2% of GDP. Angela Merkel's on the defensive here, and I don't think American journalists kind of get it. She is running for office, and right now it looks like she's doing fine, but she is someone who essentially invited over a million Muslim refugees into her country of 80 million, therefore having an enormous social and economic impact, and has basically been very willing to use Donald Trump as sort of a straw man,
yes,
and a sort of distract voters from her problems by creating this sort of antagonism with the United States. It's bunk. She's already walking it back. But it's amazing to me to watch U.S. journalists treating a foreign leader's remarks with such deference when clearly they are in her own self-interest.
Without a doubt. Well, just ask the question, how's that assimilation working out for you, Germany?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, look at what's happened with them and other countries where, you know, you've got more violence taking place, you've got more human rights abuses that are going on within their zip code. The people, you know, this is problematic, and this is on her because
it's
she's sitting
her.
And she's trying to sell. And of course, she's a bit on the defense anyway, right off the bat, because look at the vote with Brexit and others trying to do the same thing.
That's exactly right. Look, Germany benefits enormously from the fact that the EU is an imperfect union in that the currency may be the same, but fiscal policies are not. And they basically, the euro is undervalued as a currency to be used by Germany, because it also, the EU also incorporates, and the EU is, and the euro is used by Greece and Italy and Spain and countries that are not solvent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're
right.
Solvent. Yes. That's a slight exaggeration, but
right.
They're not in great shape fiscally.
Mm-hmm.
So Germany gets a tremendous lift in terms of exports, which is a main contributor to their wealth, by having an undervalued currency. So, you know, look, they take great advantage of the fact that the EU is sort of lopsided in terms of its impact. And it is offensive to Merkel when somebody basically points out that they've also gotten a free ride in terms of defense.
Exactly.
So, you know, when Trump goes to visit NATO countries and the EU, and it just happens to coincide with another major terrorist attack in one of their European countries, you know, she also has to fend off the idea that it is just perfectly wonderful to welcome all these
open borders,
Syrians into Germany. That's right. So she's on defensive, and again, no one's really calling her out on that, but that's the truth.
Well, Liz, you brought up something here, and I think our audience may have picked up on this in terms of how Germany treats the EU, and this also what Trump was calling Germany out on regarding trade and saying this is a bad deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so there is reference here, and there's consistency on Germany's part because they want their cake and eat it too. They figure, hey, we got the rest of the European nations going along, and now we get Trump in here, and he says this is a bad deal. Of course, she gets nervous then, because if he's saying it's a bad deal, how far down the road before they wake up and say, you know, hey, wait, that's a bad deal for us too.
Well, exactly, and you know. I was recently at a conference where a lot of people were talking about how inevitable it is that Italy may have to withdraw from the EU. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, there is no legitimate mechanism for countries bowing out. But I don't think, again, I don't think American journalists have any idea how precarious Italy's finances are. And, of course, Greece is like a thumbprint compared to, you know, a massive impact from any problem with Italy. Italy is a much, much bigger economy. There are massive debts there, too, being parried off by the banks and so forth. So the EU is not in great shape. And you're totally right that Germany kind of takes advantage of that. I mean, clearly going forward, if they want to maintain the EU, maintain the euro, Germans are going to have to basically fund the problems that are taking place in Southern Europe. And everybody knows that. So Merkel, you know, she's a leader of a very prosperous country that's looking over its shoulder and saying, our due bills are coming. And,
exactly.
Trump basically called her out on that.
Yeah, without a doubt. And speaking of Trump, I had this sense while he was in Europe with everything going on, Liz, and leaks, embarrassingly, even while he's in Europe, break out and compromise the British over this terror attack, as you mentioned earlier, which was incredibly embarrassing. But I think I have this sense that Donald Trump's coming back to D.C. and saying enough of this stuff, and he's going to pull the plug on all these leakers and, you know, this stuff that's going on. What is your sense?
Well, I hope so. There was a story out that there were three people who had been discovered to be behind those leaks. I don't know what's happened to that story, and I've been working this morning, and I haven't had a chance to look at that. I haven't seen names released, Here's something, though, that people should know about, and it's a little uncomfortable. So they supposedly discovered the three people behind the leaking of that Manchester information. I think it was that they were particularly involved with, but I'm not totally positive on that.
Mm-hmm.
And before exposing the names and firing the people, the Trump White House, and I think the the council was putting those names before the Office of Government Ethics.
Right.
Here's the problem with that. That office is run by an Obama holdover who has another year to go on his term of office. He is violently anti-Trump. He is one of the reasons that there are so few Trump appointees making it to the Senate for confirmation and through the confirmation process. He is basically just sitting on every applicant and hoping to be fired. I mean, what the people in the White House think is this guy wants to become a martyr like Sally Yates.
Yeah.
The best way to do that is to be fired by Donald Trump. Trump doesn't want to have the public relations blowback that would attach to his firing him. So here we have a tremendous problem. And when they go to this guy with these names, I don't know what the upshot of that will be, but I am not optimistic.
No, I would agree. Also, what do we have? 400 and it's over 400 positions that need to be filled, been needing to be filled. And so what you're saying is this guy's blocking all those.
Yes.
All those nominations.
He is. I mean, I've talked to people in the process who there's a very, very long questionnaire that you fill out in order to be appointed to a government position. And he just keeps sending them back with ridiculous questions. One person was asked, why do you put STR after your address instead of ST for street? Another asked for their son's birth certificate to make sure it was legal that he was on that he was a tax, you know, a certifiable deduction. I mean, just sort of picayune stuff that is just meant to harass the people that Trump wants in office. And by the way, it's far more than 400. I mean, there are literally thousands of positions that need to be filled.
Yes. Wow. It is beyond embarrassing, but this is all the stuff. You know, Liz, we're paying for this.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
the forgotten
right.
man, we are paying for this kind of incompetency. Guess what? They still get their jobs. They got their health care. Everything keeps rolling along, and at our expense. And when are the people going to stand up and say, enough of this already? You know, get this government moving.
They did. They elected Donald Trump. And I was thinking last night, what now? What can we do, those of us who are so frustrated by this blanket attack on the legitimacy of the Trump presidency? What you really have to do is just keep voting. You know, in these congressional districts that are coming up, like the vote coming up in Georgia, people have to turn out. They cannot be dissuaded by the media that their vote doesn't count or that he's walked back his promises. He's doing, I actually think he's doing the best he can, given that, let's face it, his campaign never imagined that they were going to win, and so they were behind in terms of putting people forward for various positions. But now no president has ever faced such a solid wall of opposition.
Without a doubt.
That is actually true.
Well, Liz, I agree with you, and I think it's time for the people, if we need to get on the phone and maybe set aside a day, a pushback day by We the People, and start hitting those government numbers and let them know that we're not happy with business as usual on the Beltway.
P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6975 1-800-656-9775.
It's a no-brainer.